Hey, everybody, it's Pastor Jonathan Shelley from Steadfast Baptist Church, and I wanted to give an update about our situation regarding the directors of the church, the financial accounts, and I'd made videos in the past about this, but I just wanted to give a conclusion and a summary and a update. And praise the Lord, you know what, we won, we were victorious, everything went great, and unfortunately it was a long, hard-fought battle, but the Lord really blessed us and made it clear who was the victor on this issue. And when it comes to the situation, we had Ryan Gallagher, Seth Bookout, and Leslie Romero file documents with the Secretary of State claiming to be directors of Steadfast Baptist Church. They seized financial control of our accounts. Upon discovering this and reading the Texas Business Code, reading the criminal code, it appeared to me that crimes had been committed. I turned that into the authorities. The detective agreed. However, criminal proceedings were put on hold temporarily because the prosecution wanted the civil aspects of our litigation to be resolved first. That forced us to go into civil litigation. In that civil litigation, we had to get granted a temporary injunction, which we were awarded and given access to those accounts. Unfortunately, we did not have initial compliance from Seth Bookout on this. We had to file a contempt motion against him, which was essentially granted us control back to the accounts and everything like that. We had to go through an appeals process because the defendants tried to dismiss our case, which we won with the judge, and then we won the appeal above that. And then they tried to countersue me and my friends, Pastor Jimenez, Pastor Aaron Thompson, Pastor Bruce Mejia. But we ended up prevailing in our summary judgment. And I think as a result of that, it caused them to want to just abandon the litigation. As a result, we settled with Seth Bookout and Leslie Romero. And eventually, Ryan Gallagher eventually just dismissed his counterclaim. And so the final judgments awarded to us, I wanted to read for you, just so you'd have kind of an idea of what happened. In the agreed judgment, it says, number one, that Jonathan Shelley, Ryan Urbanek, and Carrie Sue Shelley are the duly appointed and lawful directors of Steadfast Baptist Church, a Texas nonprofit corporation. Number two, that Seth Bookout, Leslie Romero, and Ryan Gallagher are not the directors of Steadfast Baptist Church, a Texas nonprofit corporation, and none of them has any authority whatever to act on behalf of or to bind Steadfast Baptist Church, a Texas nonprofit corporation. Number three, that Seth Bookout, Leslie Romero, and Ryan Gallagher are not members of Steadfast Baptist Church. Number four, that all documents filed by Seth Bookout, Leslie Romero, and Ryan Gallagher with the Texas Secretary of State, in which they designated themselves as directors of Steadfast Baptist Church, are null and void and of no effect whatever. Number five, that Seth Bookout and Leslie Romero lack standing to assert any claims against Steadfast Baptist Church and or Jonathan Shelley concerning any alleged financial improprieties or misappropriation of Steadfast Baptist Church funds by Steadfast Baptist Church and or Jonathan Shelley. And number six, that Seth Bookout and Leslie Romero take nothing by their counterclaims against plaintiff and counter defendants. So in conclusion of the judgment, they found us to be the rightful directors, which was great. And praise the Lord that truth prevailed in this situation. Additionally, the result of this is that many awards were granted to us. Order to judge and decreed that plaintiffs awarded against defendants Seth Bookout, Leslie Romero, and Ryan Gallagher jointly and severally the sum of $87,800 as reasonable and necessary attorney's fees. And then it goes on, blah, 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 $2,000 here, $25,000 below, $6,000 below, another $12,000. Additionally, there was another document in which we were granted another award. Ordered a judge and decreed that plaintiffs are awarded in the sum of $51,600. And this is against Seth Bookout, Leslie Romero, and Ryan Gallagher. As a result of one of the settlements we made with Seth Bookout and Leslie Romero, the judgment solely relies upon Ryan Gallagher now. And so the judgments are not going to be coming against those two individuals, but solely on Ryan Gallagher. And this is a lot of money. Really, you can just see how God fought our battles for us and has made it clear that you reap what you sow. If you're going to attack God's people, if you're going to attack the church, you know, God is going to defend us. And we won all of these victories. Additionally, we have judgments against them. And now that opens us up to the fact that criminal proceedings can move forward. And I'm willing, if someone has any additional information that could be used that's successful in bringing justice to any crimes that were committed against Steadfast Baptist Church, I'd be willing to compensate or make a deal with that individual. And I think that, you know, it makes sense that if you have that information that you could use it for justice. But no matter what, you know, the Bible's very clear that God is going to avenge and that God is going to judge and God is going to take care of his church. And, you know, Steadfast Baptist Church is going great. We have record attendance. We have a new building. Our mission trip to the Bahamas was amazing that we did. We're seeing record number of people saved, baptized, record number of ladies in our church are pregnant. And really, the Lord's just been blessing us greatly. Thank you so much to all of you who prayed for us, who supported us financially, who gave sacrificially to us. And of course, we still have costs and expenditures that are related to the situation that we still have to pay. And if you're willing or able to still support us in the future, we would greatly appreciate it. And I believe that God is going to greatly reward you for having supported our church and stood with us. And of course, our enemies should be quaking and shivering in fear right now, because it's very clear that God is on our side. And if God is for us, who can be against us? And I want to make it clear that, you know, as the pastor of the church, I believe it's my responsibility to defend the church, its assets, its resources, its people, its doctrine, and I will do everything in my power to defend our flock from the wolves that are out there and would try to destroy and try to cause our church to be harmed in any way. But, you know, way scarier than me is God, and God is obviously on our side and is going to defend us. And I believe that Steadfast Baptist Church is doing some of the most important work in this world in a very crucial time. And so we need to make sure that we are standing in this fight. As the Bible tells us, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And you know what I'm telling you, brethren? This is a really big fight, a really big battle. We need to continue to resist the devil so he'll flee from us. And we need to just dig into the Word of God. You know, it's obvious who a man is by his foes. And this is some serious evil that was caused against our church. And, you know, it makes it obvious and clear that our church is really doing something important. Why other would someone try to destroy the work or do some evil against it? But please pray for us. You know, I'm not going to disclose really any more information about this situation, as there's not really much else needed. Of course, once the criminal proceedings have moved forward or concluded, I may make another update video about that. But I just wanted to put this out there so you could celebrate with us, rejoice with us, leap for joy, praise God for his infinite mercy and the fact that there is a judge that judges in the earth. And in conclusion, I just want to remind you that this should be a memorial to the Lord, that he fought our battles for us and we were victorious. So then we go through the next challenge, the next evil, that we'll continue to have faith in our faithful Creator and that he'll deliver us through it. And I hope that you guys have a great day. God bless you. Talk to you again.